I'm Stephanie Wolf with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A state House committee is recommending to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton and remove him from office. The House General Investigating Committee voted yesterday in a public meeting.
The clerk will call the roll.
Chair Murr.
Aye.
Vice Chair Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Guerin.
Yes.
Representative Longoria.
Yes.
Representative Spiller.
Aye.
There being five ayes, zero nays, zero present not voting, the motion prevails.
Committee members cited a years-long pattern of alleged misconduct, questionable actions, and the breaking of state laws in an effort to help a friend and political donor with legal troubles. These were detailed by investigators during a hearing the day prior. So here's what could happen next. The House committee will send the articles of impeachment to the full chamber. If a majority of the 149-member House approves the articles before the regular legislative session ends Monday, then senators have to meet in a special session to hear the case. No Texas legislature has impeached an attorney general. Yesterday's vote came shortly after a representative from the attorney general's office criticized the committee's actions as illegal. Chris Hilton is Paxton's chief of general litigation. He interrupted the committee's short meeting.
The process here has been completely lacking. They deserve to hear, the people deserve to hear, from this office in the context of this investigation.
Removing Paxton from office would require a majority of House votes and then two-thirds of the senators. In a statement, Paxton said, quote, "I am doing exactly what voters elected me to do. It is a sad day for Texas as we witness the corrupt political establishment unite in this illegitimate attempt to overthrow the will of the people." Federal forecasters are predicting a near-normal hurricane season for Texas and the rest of the Gulf and East Coast. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced its predictions yesterday during a press conference. The agency forecasted between 12 and 17 named storms could form, and 1 to 4 of those could be a Category 3 or higher, with wind speeds of at least 111 miles per hour. A FEMA representative said the risk of these storms are different compared to hurricanes a decade ago. That's because climate change is supercharging storms, leading to heavier rainfall and high wind speeds. And NOAA's administrator issued a reminder. It takes only a single storm to devastate a community. He encouraged regions to begin their preparations now. Texas lawmakers have been debating about setting aside funds for storm aid and resiliency projects this legislative session. Legislators have weighed earmarking $1 billion for such efforts, but that's considered a fraction of what is needed to protect Texas communities from flooding and hurricanes. Unlicensed religious chaplains would be allowed to work in Texas public schools if Senate Bill 763 becomes law. The House advanced the bill this week shortly after the Senate passed it. The proposal permits Texas schools to use safety funding to pay for these chaplains, having them function in mental health roles. It would also allow volunteer chaplains to work in public schools. Conservative Christians say bills that bring God into the classroom could address issues like drug use, gun violence, and suicide. They claim chaplains wouldn't be there to evangelize kids. Yet Texas Tribune reporters found that a key supporter of the bill has, for decades, led a Christian group that brags about its ability to do just that. Opponents, including some religious groups and Christian Democrats, call the bill a Trojan horse for religious activists to recruit school children. They also fear it could worsen the state's youth mental health crisis by giving students non-scientific counseling or saying common problems like anxiety can be prayed away. Check for updates to any of these stories at texastribune.org. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Stephanie Wolf with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by University of Texas at Dallas. UT Dallas enrolls more National Merit Scholars than any school in Texas. Surprised? Find out more at utdallas.edu. and get ready to explore the latest in politics, public policy, and the media with the lawmakers and thought leaders making the news at the Texas Tribune Festival. That's happening September 21st through the 23rd in downtown Austin. Discounted tickets are on sale now through May 31st. More at tribfest.org.